You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Health experts and school staff alike have been continuously sharing concern about the rate of vaping affecting teenagers across the nation. From 2018 to 2021, daily vaping rose from 2% to nearly 10% amongst 14 to 15-year-olds. Those numbers came from Local Government New Zealand, who have been pushing for a major minimisation of vape stores across the country. To learn more, I spoke to Kaipara District Mayor Jason Smith, first asking about how the amount of vape stores affect young people.
So right now New Zealand has 713 specialist vape stores and many thousands of what are called general vape stores, such as a petrol station or a dairy, where you can buy a vape product. So what we have right now is ready availability all over the place, including online purchasing of vape products that were never intended to be as widely available for people. Now, so here's the thing. You go, what's the problem here? We've got 14 to 15-year-olds who now have a daily vaping rate. Daily vaping rates, 14 to 15-year-olds are at 9.6% of all 14 to 15-year-olds in New Zealand use a vape product every day. And for rangatahi Māori, that's Māori teenagers, 14 to 15-year-olds, it's more than 19% of them every day use a vaping product. Now, these vaping products have nicotine in them. They're not harmless. There are health issues with this. But here's the thing. You go, you've got official vape stores that sell as a specialist vaping store, vaping products only, and that's what they do, right? They are regulated. They have an R18 sticker on the door, no children allowed in the premises. They're very good rules around that in order to keep the young people safe. But then you have all these other parts of the system where the same products are available but not regulated or not controlled. So one of the issues that we have for local governments across New Zealand is that councils like Kaipara District Council end up hearing from their communities saying, hey, council, please do something about a bylaw to stop there being five vape stores in our street, or as in the case of Dargaville, 13 vape outlets in a 1 kilometre long main street in Dargaville. So they're going, gosh, there's a lot of this product that's right in front of everyone's faces, problematic for health, for our young people. Council, what can you do about it? And here's the thing, council end up looking at it. Every council in New Zealand goes, there's nothing we can do. So councils right now and this week made a decision just yesterday to go to central government and say, central government, please make some changes here in the availability of vape products. Okay, and one of those is about setting up proximity limit to prevent clustering of vape product retailers, so that, like I say, there could be petrol stations and dairies and all sorts of other non-specialist stores, okay? So it's preventing the clustering of these vaping products on one part. And the second part is to restrict, if you like, the sale of vaping products to R18 specialist vape stores, if you like, that are responsible retailers in this space that can be regulated.
Do we know the long-term health effects of vaping with nicotine?
So, well, what we do know is that nicotine, of course, is a highly addictive substance, and it's one of the addictive parts of tobacco. And the simple fact, Liam, is that vaping has not been around for a very long time. So there aren't people who've been doing this for 25 years. Or 35 years or 45 years, such as with tobacco, where that research is known and done. So there's no one out there who was vaping 50 years ago. Yes, there were hookah products and there were other interesting products, but what I'm saying is this vaping with these lolly-flavoured devices, this particular thing wasn't around, hadn't been invented.
Considering the fact that it was invented, electronic smoking was invented to help people wean themselves off of tobacco smoking. Could possibly turning it into a more medicalized system via prescriptions and via doctors help minimize access while keeping it for the people who do need it?
That would be really interesting. That's a step further than what the councils of New Zealand are suggesting here. But it's an interesting idea regarding the fact that vaping was brought in, if you like, to help people wean themselves off other tobacco products. So it's an interesting idea. That's not what councils in New Zealand are going for right now.
If, say, half of all vape stores were closed, could we just see vulnerable people going to the other half of open stores or getting their over 18 friends or family members, getting them to buy their own substances?
So the opportunity here is to lift that bar with that regulation. It's like alcohol. It's like lotto shops regarding proximity and clusters. It's like gambling pokie machines in most councils. They have proximity limits about how many one-arm pokie machines there can be, depending on how large the population is. These sorts of regulations, like I say, haven't been brought across as of now to vaping product. So there are many options and pathways for what regulation may come by government, and we can't see that yet. But this is a call to action to government right now from all the councils in New Zealand.
What other tactics are you looking at to minimise vaping harm?
That's an excellent question. Of course, tactics include education campaign. Tactics definitely include reducing proximity and availability of these products. As you've indicated, you lift the bar by saying, well, if they're only inside a specialised store, then only people who are 18 years or older can purchase them, but they knowingly purchase them for their niece or nephew, then those are interesting family discussions, you know, or their child, you know what I mean? Those are interesting family discussions. But the other thing here is regarding online sales. To restrict that also helps to shift the dial on what is a trend right now and a significant emerging problem. And like I say, for Kaipara District Council and our town of Dargaville, we're, if you like a canary down the mine regarding having a very visible presence of these vape stores in our main streets, much more than many other towns in New Zealand. But this is the same story is coming to everyone else. It just hasn't got there yet. That's what we would say. So there are education campaigns. There are further opportunities ahead here.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.